Guilty on all counts, only sobriety. Fox News, the first trial over the Capitol riot ends on the first day of jury deliberations. Fox's Gernal Scott has this live.
Lisa, Guy Reffitt of Texas was found guilty by a jury of entering the Capitol with a holstered handgun, interfering with police, and civil obstruction for threatening his children if they turned him in. The trial lasted almost a week. Reffitt, a member of the Three Percenters anti-government militia, was convicted on all counts after about 3 hours of deliberation. The verdict for prosecutors could be leveraged in plea agreements and in convincing other defendants against going to trial. Reffitt faces up to 40 years in prison. Sentencing will be in June. Lisa.
Thanks, Gernal. Desperation in the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, with continued fighting jeopardizing an effort to get civilians out.
It's currently nearly surrounded by the Russians, and it's been cut off in terms of water, power, and food for the past 7 days, making it very difficult for the civilians there to simply survive.
Fox's Trey Yanks. Meantime, Russian strikes blamed for more civilian deaths, including at least 2 children in the city of Sumy.
Complete destruction caused by these Russian missiles slamming into houses. The Russians continue to shell different areas around Sumy, making it extremely difficult for the evacuation that is currently taking place to continue.
The UN says more than 2 million people have fled Ukraine so far, more than half of them children. President Biden says the U.S. won't help subsidize President Putin's war, so he's banning Russian oil imports while denying claims of a war on U.S. energy.
It's simply not true that my administration or policies are holding back domestic energy production.
Republicans say his policies have helped fuel record gas prices, not just the war in Ukraine affecting prices. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Mexican officials say more bodies have been uncovered in burial sites just a few miles from the U.S.-Mexico border.
11 bodies were found in pits in San Luis Rio, Colorado, just across the border from Yuma. Volunteer search teams found them, and the state prosecutor's office said they were badly decomposed. The Associated Press was recently given access to what officials called a drug cartel extermination site at a house in Nuevo Laredo across the border from Texas, where human remains they reported were 2 feet deep. The remains are sent to forensic labs in different Mexican states for identification. Nearly 100,000 people have disappeared over the years. There are 52,000 unidentified remains at morgues around the country. Many of those who search for the missing are volunteers who are looking for their family members. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Poland says it's willing to give all of its MiG-29 fighter jets to the U.S., which could advance an arrangement allowing those warplanes to then be used by Ukraine's military. Their pilots are trained to fly Soviet-era fighter jets. However, there is no confirmation of this from the Pentagon, which noted yesterday that Ukraine still has all of its own fixed-wing aircraft and that its skies remain contested. A blockbuster trade in the NFL.
Fox News learning that the Denver Broncos are set to acquire Pro Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson in a trade with the Seattle Seahawks that will send QB Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, and defensive lineman Shelby Harris to the Seahawks, along with 2 future first-round draft picks, 2 second-rounders, and a 5th-rounder. The Broncos also getting a future 4th-round selection along with Wilson. Now, there had been buzz surrounding the former Super Bowl champion QB's future, as he will now waive his no-trade clause to join Denver. The Russell Wilson trade will become official on March 16th when the NFL's new calendar year begins. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are higher, not as high as a brief rally earlier, but the Dow's up 313. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.